The former Labor leader Mark Latham has gone head-to-head with the TV host Andrew O'Keefe over the weekend. Did anyone see this? It happened on Channel 7. And they had a number of commentators on, including Mark Latham, the Daily Telegraph's Miranda Devine, the Guardian's Van Badham, and News Limited's Rory Gibson. Was anyone not on there? Mr. Latham fired a shot at Van Badham from the Guardian publication when he was asked about women being better educated than men. And Andrew O'Keefe, the host, took exception to these comments that Mark Latham was making about Van Badham. Let's have a listen.
And when you look at the bottom of society, when you get away from Van's debate about women like her, because left feminism is essentially selfish. Can I hear? Can I speak, Andrew, without you being a participant? Are you a participant in this show or a host?
If you insist upon insulting the other guest,
a participant?
I'm trying to get to the bottom of the issue, but you try and insult the other guest.
Are you the host of this program, professional and cool? Are you the host of the program? You should declare who you what you're doing at the beginning of the segment. You should declare your interest at the beginning of the segment. Because I can tell you the viewers had a gutful of you having a bet each way. Pretending you're a host, but really being a left-wing participant in the debate.
I am trying to get to the bottom of the issue. I have no doubt that there are some
defending Van, because I made a valid point.
Look, I can't help but sometimes like Mark Latham. Okay, I said it. I can't help it. I mean, he drives me mad, and I've had some disagreements with him, and when I attempted to shake his hand and introduce myself one day, when I said who I was, he said, "I'm not shaking that hand," and he refused. I can't help but listen to him. And I've noticed that he's at the moment hosting with Alan Jones on the show formerly known as Richo and Jones, but it's Jones and Co. while Richo's recovering from his health issues. But this was on Channel 7 yesterday. And it wasn't the only clash during the program that the former opposition leader had with Andrew O'Keefe. When asked about female-only train carriages, Mr. Latham once again took aim at Andrew O'Keefe.
Andrew, you probably caught the train about 20 years ago. The practicality on the 11:30
Mark,
train.
Good on you with your personal attacks. Good on you, mate. Yeah, good to see you sticking to the topic again.
Well, I am sticking to the topic. It just shows how little you know about the practicalities of life in the suburbs, because the idea
because I don't live in a suburb. I live in a cloud, Mark.
No, you live in cloud cuckoo land, absolutely. So, look, the point is that if you're on the 11:30 train out of the city and there's a women's only carriage and you're a bad bloke who wants to do damage, well, you go straight in. You're not going to respect the pink colour.
Oh, yeah, that's a really insightful comment, Mark. Good on you.
Get out of your limo, pal.
It's so nice to have a constructive debate. Thanks, Mark. Well, listen, Miranda, thank you.
Pleasure.
And thanks, you, Van. Thank you, Rory, for your insights. And thank you, Mark, for your entertainment.
Colour pink is going to protect you. Well, thanks for your objectivity, Andrew. And maybe next week you can go back to being a proper professional host instead of participant. If you want to participate, declare that at the start of the segment, and you might get a lot more respect from the viewers.
And once again,
you,
I'm finding myself doing timeout on these ones.
Dale.
Okay, thank you so much.
That was Angela Cox, the Channel 7 host, bringing that fiery discussion to an end. One thing about Mark Latham, you know where he stands. Just like we say about John Howard, and John Howard used to say it about himself, love him or hate him, you know where I stand. And the same goes for Mark Latham. He doesn't leave us with that element of doubt. There's not a lot of grey area there. He's black and he's white. And I may not agree with Mark Latham on everything he says, but I respect him for being very clear with his opinion.